Yesterday, the remaining portion of Surah Yasin was read. So, starting from the beginning of Yasin, so Yasin Sharif is a Makki Surah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned many virtues regarding Surah Yasin. That person who will read Surah Yasin, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will make his work and his task easy for him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also instructed that you should read this on your deceased. So, two things are considered here. One is when the person is in the state of ihtibar, is in the throes of death, by reading Yasin, it will ease the pangs of death. And also, when a person is buried in the qabr, person will read that, will make it easy for the deceased in the grave. This Surah Yasin is also known as Qalbul Qur'an. It is the heart of the Qur'an. So, ulama mentioned many reasons. One is because heart is in the inside, in the middle of the body. So, since this comes towards the center of the Qur'an, it is called the Qalb. The more preferred view is this, that since it includes the more fundamentals of deen in a very eloquent, in a very distinct manner, that is why it is called the Quran, the heart of the Quran Sharif. So the aspect that is very distinctly discussed in Surah Yasin is the aspect of the oneness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the Risalat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and most important, the life of hereafter. Very, very clearly Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions these aspects in this surah. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in the beginning takes the oath on the Quran Sharif, which is a miracle and a mu'jiza. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gives the answer to this qasam and this oath and says, and he says to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that you are from amongst the mursaleen, amongst the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So consoling Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that the mushrikeen to whom Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be delivering the message, they will, many of them, in fact most of them, will spurn and reject the message of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should not become overly concerned about them. Nabi Sallallahu Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala consoles Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says that these people, they refuse to accept whether you will warn them and you don't warn them. It is equal for them. They refuse to accept. In the next ruku, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions the incident of a previous nation who refused to accept the message of a Nabi. So, three Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam had come to a certain nation and had invited them to the oneness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, towards the deen, towards Tawheed. But they spurned the message of the Nabi. They refused to accept. So one carpenter by the name of Habib al-Najjar, he was a believer and he used to live right and on the outskirts of the town. And when he gets wind that these three Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam have presented the message of Tawheed and my nation has rejected this message, so he comes running and he is out of consideration and having the welfare of his people at heart, he said, Ya Qawm ittabi'u al-mursaleen. These are the true Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the true Rasul, you should accept them. And the proof of their nubuwat and their prophethood and their nubuwat is this, that they don't expect any remuneration and any benefit from you. They're doing it selflessly. They have your welfare at heart and they're asking you to accept Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's oneness for your own betterment and for your own benefit. And he tells them that, are you going to take many gods besides Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Who cannot help me, he cannot help, and they cannot help me, help me and cannot help you. And if you accept them, now these people did not like the message that this person, Habib al-Najjar, had given them, and they rejected his message. Not only did they stop there, they martyred this person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the outcome of this martyr, that we know In the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that martyrs do not die, rather they roam, their souls roam in Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding the same martyr that enter into Jannah. So just as he has had the welfare of his nation during his lifetime, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that after his deceased and dead also, he has the concern for his people. And he says, if only my people knew what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me because of bringing iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored me. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions his great doings, so that a person may ponder over the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the dead earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rains water, it is brought back to life. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the sun and the moon. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding the sun that it does not miss and it does move from its orbit that it is placed in. The orbit and the movement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined for the sun and the moon, we won't find it moving to the slightest degree. So this falls flat, this hits straight onto the face of the evolutionists and those people that reject the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if you just ponder over the creation of the sun and the moon and how perfectly their movement is found, a person cannot help but know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is behind this, who has created this. It cannot just happen by accident, just by a big bang, all this can happen. So accurately, that means what the day, the time in which the sun rises today, 50 years from now, the sun will rise on this day at the same time. So this cannot just happen by accident. And the same we can say about the movement of the moon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his various powers and qudrat. He also mentions that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you that ability that you will make ships, and these ships which carry huge mass of goods, sometimes thousands of tons of goods on it, and it sails perfectly on the sea. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the scene of Qiyamah, and when the trumpet will be blown for the last time, and people will be brought back to life, those that are in the grave, they will be brought back to life, and the believing people, they will know that هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised and the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had told was perfectly the truth. So on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the decision that those that have brought iman and those that lived a righteous life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide Jannat for them. And these people of Jannat, they will be in enjoyment in lush gardens and reclining and relaxing on couches. They will have every type of fruit that they will desire. Whatever their heart wish, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant it to them. So, to top it all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make salam to the people of Jannah. Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. So on the converse, those people that disbelieve, those people that rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that announcement, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ, that, oh you sinful ones, oh you that have rejected the message of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, now you separate yourself and you get ready to be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. It is mentioned of Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi that the whole night in this recitation of this ayat, that I don't know what's the outcome of me, that from which jamaat and which group my resurrection will take place, with who I will be. And just in pondering over this, he cried the whole night. So the people of Jahannam will be thrown headlong into Jahannam, those that have rejected. And on the day of Qiyamah, when everybody will be taken to account, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that leave not your tongues, but your hands and your feet will be speaking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put a seal on your mouth, and your hands and feet will speak against you. At the end of the ayat, Allah subhanahu at the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers to those that refuse to believe in the life hereafter. So they made a mockery and say, "Will we be resurrected when our bodies have decayed and our bones have become decomposed? So will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us back to life?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to reply to them, قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. So who are that person, that who are that being that brought you into existence from nothingness? So for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring you back to life, this is no difficult task for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ قُلْ فَيَكُولُ. So it is as easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, kun, be, and it will be. No task is too difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is the surah Saffat. He also mention is made about the kuffar that rejected the resurrection. أَيْذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَيْنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mentions of that and says, no matter what proof will be put in front of them, they لَمْ تَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ, they are not prepared, a seal has put onto their heart and they will refuse to accept. Here an interesting incident is mentioned, that on the day of Qiyamah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the decision for the people of Jannah to be placed into Jannah and the people of Jahannam to be placed into Jahannam. So the people of Jannah, when they will be in enjoyment, reclining, so the hoor, the damsels of Jannah will be made available for them, and goblets of wine at the hands of young, handsome lads will be presented to them in that enjoyment. People will be with their friends, and now one person of Jannah remembers and he says, now in the world I used to have an accomplice, a person who I used to be with him every now and then, and he would tell me in jest and in mockery that, do you believe in the life hereafter? That when our bodies are decomposed, our bones are decayed, so at that time will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us back to life? Will we be brought to reckoning? So he would make a mockery of that. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks this person now, do you want to see what has become of this person? So he looks and he finds that accomplice of his in the midst of Jahannam, suffering. So he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, by Allah, it was very possible that you would have destroyed me, and if I had listened to what you had told me, this would have been my outcome, like what has happened to you. If it was not for the tawfiq and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I would be present in Jahannam just like you. From that we understand the importance of having a good acquaintance. So sometimes out of necessity, we may have to do business, or you may be landing up with a neighbor that is a non-Muslim, and every now and then you are meeting up with him. So when you meet with him, it should not be that his words should have an influence. You shouldn't become so close to him that his words have an influence on you. So you should be strong and firm in your belief and in your a'mal, that you shouldn't be compromising and accept everything that somebody puts forward to you. regarding the people of Jannat, that when they will be placed into Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding them, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is the real success. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. So those that strive, this is what they should aspire for, that to be successful forever and ever. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam and what had become of him, become of the nation that rejected his message, that they were all drowned in the flood. So among the progeny of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam is known as the Adam al-Thani, the second Adam alayhi salam. All the people that rejected there were destroyed, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed humankind to continue from the progeny of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So from his family, from his progeny, mention is made of another Nabi, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, two incidents are mentioned about him. The first incident is a well-known incident where he is surprised that those gods that people carve out with their own hands, and they still believe in them, and they expect their needs to be fulfilled from a god that they carve out with their own hands. So he is showing surprise to them, and he tells them that أَتَعْبُدُونَ مَا تَنْحِتُونَ. So what you have created, by what we have carved out yourself, you worship that, and you're leaving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created you, and whatever you do, all that is. Now, they didn't like what he said, and they decided to throw him into the fire, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him salvation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects him, makes the fire cool for him. In his ripe old age, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Oh Allah, grant me a child from among the righteous and pious people. So ulama mentioned that those that don't have children also, they should not lose hope. They should make this dua, Rabbi Habli Min As-Salihin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his prayer, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him glad tidings of a boy that will be born to him. But as this child is born and he grows up, and he comes of mature, age of maturity, where he can go with his father for on his missions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam a dream. Ibrahim alayhi salam relates the dream to his son, that I've seen myself slaughtering you. And the son of a good son, of a good father, he says, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered you, you should accomplish that. So the dreams of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are 100% true. So the son understands this. And he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered you to do that, so you should accomplish that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaces Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam with a ram, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, protects Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, that it doesn't allow him to be slaughtered. And another blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him another son by the name of Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, who is also from the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Next, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Harun alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them and the nation from the clutches of Fir'aun. He destroyed Fir'aun and saved them to, and protected them and saved them. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions a Nabi by the name of Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salam, who had come to a nation in Syria, and that were a nation that worshipped idols. The idol's name was Baal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salam to instruct them to leave idol worship and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentioned the incident of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam. So in an era of judgment that he thinks that the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is imminent and coming on his people because of their disbelief and because their refusal to accept. So he abandons the town, and when the people of Yunus alayhi salam see the signs of punishment, they return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts their repentance. And then Yunus alayhi salam, in an era of judgment, he flees and he goes into a boat, and that boat falls into problems, it's about to drown, and the people that manage that boat, they say that look like there is a person that has run away from his master, and because of him, this is the problem that we are experiencing. So they throw lots, and every time the name of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam has come, and he is thrown overboard, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala miraculously saves Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam is followed by a huge fish, and he remains safe and sound for a long period of time in this. And then the dua that Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam made while he is in the belly of the fish, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. So this is also described by our ulama, that when a person is in any problem or difficulty, this is what a person should be reading. Towards the end of the surah, we come across this three ayats, Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. So this has mentioned that person who wishes that his amal and his action should be weighed on a very heavy and a very big scale, then he should read this dua at the end of any amal. So more so at the end of any gathering, at the end of our dua, we should read this dua, Subhana rabbika, rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. The next surah is Surah Sad, which is also a Makki surah. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses His oneness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the life hereafter. So in the beginning ayat, incident is mentioned of the people of Makkah, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented the message of Tawheed to them. They refused to accept. So because they were in the habit of worshipping many idols, and they ascribed different functions for different idols. So this came to a surprise to them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is one alone, should we worship him in place of the different idols that we worship for the and we have this also is mentioned, that sometimes you will get a person who is misled, and he will mislead others also. So in the people of Makkah also, you got people that said that you carry on the way of your forefathers. Wasbiru ala alihatikum. This is what is expected from you. You shouldn't waver from your kufr and disbelief. You shouldn't fall into the you should not become attracted to the message of Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا بَاطِلًا. We have not created the skies and the earth and whatever is between them in vain. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it for a purpose, and that is that humankind and jinnat will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the skies and the moon and all the functions that occur between them, all these are for the benefit of mankind. Here in the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الْمُتَّقِينَ كَالْفُجَّارِ. So this is a logical answer for people that reject the hereafter, that there has to be another realm, and there has to be another plane on which justice will be meted out. So people that believe, people that do righteous deeds, they are just and fair to people, they don't harm and oppress anybody. And you have on the other hand people that make kufr, people that disbelieve, people that oppress, people take advantage of people. So will both be treated equally? Many a times in this world you'll find the person has been running havoc, oppress people, he kill people, he swindle people's money, but he dies without any retribution, without being punished for it. So in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, both will not be put on an equal plane. In the akhirat, these people will have to pay for their wrongs. Towards the end of the ayat, of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of the creation of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And Hazrat Adam alayhi salam the malaika and Iblis was asked to make sajda, and Iblis refuses to make sajda. So special mention is made of the disease because of which Shaitan refused to accept. Istakbara wa kana min al-kafirin. So when we have come to the Khanqa, so it is to correct our inner. And one of the killing maladies and sicknesses is the sickness of pride. When a person spurns the truth, he rejects the truth, whatever is told to him, just because he feels that his nose will be cut, he refuses to humble himself and accept what is presented to him. The last surah is Surah Zumar. Surah Zumar also is a Makki surah. And here also, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the akhirat is brought, our attention is brought to that. A special mention is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the creation of humankind. So, when there were no ultrasound, no machinery, no x-ray machine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding the birth of a person, يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِنْ بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stage by stage, creates you in the womb of your mother in three layers of darkness. So, first of all, in darkness, where can any factory manufacture anything? We need light for artisan to work, for somebody to be able to. So in darkness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. When there was no machinery, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these three layers of darkness. So first level of darkness is the stomach of the mother. The second layer of darkness is the womb of the mother. And the third layer of darkness is the embryonic sac, the thin membrane that is found around the baby when the fetus is prepared. In the three layers of darkness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates humankind. In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ. One of the other things that we have to make an effort for while here is to get sincerity in our actions. I have been commanded that I should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solely. All my worship and my deen should be for Him alone. Person should not do any ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any ulterior motive, for any worldly benefit, for name and fame. So this is one of the qualities that a person should inculcate in himself, that all my actions should be solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the last ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors with the expansion of the heart, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحُ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ. That person whose heart Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands for Islam. So he is blessed with a light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by virtue of that light, every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every law of Islam, his heart is fully at ease with it. He's happy with it. He doesn't see any benefit in any rule and any law besides the law of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also bless us with this.